From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting an hours-long standoff between militants and security forces at a Pakistani police academy ended Tuesday after at least 58 police cadets were killed and dozens more wounded. The gunmen, armed with explosive vests, attacked the Balochistan facility in southwest Pakistan near the city of Quetta late Monday. Gunmen took a number of hostages until security forces ended the siege. They are suspected of belonging to the Al-Qaeda jihadist group Lashkar-e-Jhangvi, although there's been no claim of responsibility. Pakistani analyst Moeen Cheema of Australian National University said the group has a sectarian agenda.
They have committed atrocities in this part of Pakistan, in the Balochistan province in the past as well, mostly targeting Hazara Shia minority in Balochistan. So it had a very sectarian agenda, and for quite some time the state tolerated it or did not take this kind of sectarian terrorism very seriously because it was very much focused on the Taliban insurgency further north in the northwestern part of the country, especially in the federally administered tribal areas.
A suicide attack on a Quetta hospital in August killed more than 70 people. The International Criminal Court has called on South Africa and Burundi to reconsider plans to withdraw from the court. The ICC has come under criticism for prosecuting mostly African nationals. South Africa's main opposition party has mounted a legal challenge to the government's decision to withdraw. The Democratic Alliance hopes the Constitutional Court will intervene. Pretoria announced last year its intention to withdraw from the ICC after it was criticized for disregarding an order to arrest Sudanese President Omar Bashir under ICC indictment for genocide and war crimes. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, discussed Syria by telephone Monday. Both agreed experts will continue the search for ways to resolve the fighting over Aleppo. In the embattled Syrian city, government forces reportedly captured the strategic high ground of Bazo on the southern edge. Fighting in the rebel-held sector resumed after a brief humanitarian pause last week. Meanwhile, at least 13 people were reportedly killed Monday in a heavy government bombardment of rebel-held Idlib province. Iraqi forces advancing on Mosul are reportedly facing stiff resistance from Islamic State defenders. The jihadists are hitting back with shells, sniper fire, suicide car bombs, and booby traps. Iraqi special forces have reportedly taken two more villages, Tob Zawa to the east of Mosul and another to the south. A U.S. defense spokesman says Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga fighters have regained more than 800 square kilometers of territory since the Mosul campaign began last week. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke with his Philippines counterpart on what U.S. spokesman John Kirby Monday described as bilateral and regional matters of mutual concern. Kerry emphasized the importance of strong and stable relations. President Rodrigo Duterte's rhetoric suggests a pulling away from longtime ally Washington and moving closer to China. He has also used incendiary language in response to U.S. criticism of his war on illicit drugs and his remarks in Beijing about a separation with the U.S.
The change in tone and rhetoric coming out of the Philippines, not to mention, I mean, the normal everyday challenges that we face in that part of the world, and the tensions in particular in the East Asia-Pacific region, but I think I was specifically referring to the rhetoric.
U.S. diplomat Daniel Russell was in Manila Monday and said Mr. Duterte's remarks have created a climate of uncertainty. Venezuela's government and opposition have agreed to talks on settling their long-standing political dispute. Embattled President Nicolas Maduro held a private audience with Pope Francis, who urged him to alleviate the people's suffering over food shortages and raging inflation and negotiate the impasse.
Hoy se ha iniciado el diálogo nacional.
Church Monsignor Paul Cherry said a national dialogue will aim to establish conditions for meeting on Margarita Island on Sunday. The organization which controls the National Assembly has tried to organize a recall referendum, but it's been blocked by the courts. Hundreds of migrants who had occupied a makeshift refugee camp near the French port city Calais were removed by armed police using dozens of buses and a mass evacuation aimed at demolishing the camp known as the jungle, where thousands had lived in squalor. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.